We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We have two more weeks left in the FedEx Cup, the PGA Championship FedEx Cup. Well, we are in Delaware this week at the Wilmington Country Club. We're not physically there. But the PGA Tour certainly is talking about continuing the FedEx Cup here, and we'll preview it all here on Gaming Golf. Hey, everybody, welcome to Gaming Golf. 2 weeks left. We're in Delaware for the Wilmington at the Wilmington Country Club for the BMW. Jeff Erickson here with Jeff Ritter, Scott Jenstad. Guys, how did it go for our bets and for our lineups last week in the first round of the playoffs?
Man, I wish I had Will Z. Scott, you had him, didn't you?
I had him in DraftKings in my lap. I was actually 5-6 and cashed really well. I had Wilsey and Rahm on the same team, but Russell Henley missed the cut on the number. It could have been a really good week at 6-6 and Henley playing over the weekend. But DraftKings is good. The bets is frustrating. I don't know how many millions of times I bet Will Zalatoris on this podcast over the years. Didn't have him last week, so can't take credit there. Unfortunately, we've been on him a lot, but it was kind of a bitter pill to miss that one. But I had Morikawa instead, who made a pretty good run. And he was good in DraftKings also for the price. But missing the Will Z win was tough, but at least it was a good DraftKings week.
The Morikawa thing was smart, though. I mean, there was like his odds went above 30-1. Yeah. The alarm bell went off, and we were right.
DraftKings went under 9,000, which was great. First time in 2 years. And it was good to see him play well again.
Yeah. And, you know, that was a good principled extension. But, you know, Henley killed me. I was 5-6 in one, 4-6 in the other, or maybe even 3-6 was really bad on one of them. But Henley in both, and that did not work out so well. Cam Davis in both did work out pretty well. That was a nice little add-on late in that as a good cheapie. We have 68 players in the field this week. Cam Smith is not playing this week due to lingering hip discomfort.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh, sure.
And I wish I could do one of those Looney Tunes eye rolls where your eyes roll back and they just kind of keep spinning backwards and then just slowly stop.
I buy zero hip discomfort for Cam Smith this week.
That's like a half truth. Like, yeah. I believe discomfort is the half, but it's not the hip.
Is it live fever? Is that why he's leaving? Or is he mad about the two stroke penalty, which was pretty, I don't know. Let's talk about that penalty real quick here, because first of all, it happened. You know, like, they didn't do it on the spot. They waited till before he started the next round the next day. It was like a little pedantic sort of penalty. Like the ball was touching the line or something like that. It didn't affect anything, I thought.
No, but like anybody who plays golf, like by the rule book knows you can't drop your ball on the line of a hazard. Yeah. You just can't. So it's kind of a stupid penalty to take. So that's like my first point. And the second point is golf has a problem now of still making these rulings the next day. Like you got to just, when a guy goes home that night, it's at some point that day, you got to just say it's over. There's too much now with the PGA Tour embracing gambling, and you know, we're this podcast. I mean, there's just a lot now on the line. You can't just change results the next day on the fly and just reset, you know, reset odds, and it's too messy. Just can't do the armchair, you know, next day refereeing anymore. So that's my But it was a violation, and it was a stupid rule to violate at that. So
yeah,
that was my two.
Fair enough.
You kind of summed up what I was going to say. I just think that while it's a violation, I have a big problem with doing it the next day. And you don't see that in any other sport. Like if you do it that afternoon or that night, like if someone's obviously Cam Smith's on TV, people see stuff. I just don't think the next day is weird. And just the fact that he had so much attention for the live stuff this week anyway, it was very interesting.
So do you think he's good as gone?
Yeah.
I think he's gonna play next week first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I guess certainly there's enough where there's smoke, there's fire with these rumors every time, and it's not hard to read the tea leaves.
I mean, he's third in the FedEx Cup standings. He'll probably drop back a couple by not playing this week, but he's playing $15 million next week. He'll be what, 4 to 5 shots back. He's gonna have to play in that first.
Yeah, I think so. Tommy Fleetwood is out on a yacht apparently, can't be bothered to play. Is he also going live?
I had not heard his name attached to this yet, but that's a sort of a strange move to make when you're talking about this is a no-cut event. This is free money.
Why would you show up and play? Not to play this? I don't know.
And he's 58th, if I saw right. So, I mean, he probably will. He's got no chance to get in the top 30 now, obviously, but he could have with a really high finish, right?
Did we confirm it? It's a yacht? Do we know more about this yacht? Okay.
I read that he was spending time with his family. I know Jeff happens to be mocking that apparently, but I read he's spending time with his family, but I don't know what the truth is.
You know me, I like to mock everything. I'm a bad person. All right, let's move on. 68 guys in the field. Our top player was going to be Cam Smith. He's out. So we have four. We have four guys in the in the 10,000s instead.
Can we get like general strategy first, real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
I think this is it's kind of the key point to this whole week too. There's no cut, and the guys that are in this low sevens and sixes are top 70 players. Like usually we have guys that are really bad in the golf world in those ranges, and you got 140. But even the no cut events, you've got some scrubs down there. I think this is the most prime week of the whole season to go stars and scrubs. I've played with three guys over 10. I've played with like four guys over 8. I think I don't like the sevens very much this week anyway. So I think I'm going a couple guys in the sixes and either four guys 8 or above, or maybe 3 in the sixes, 3 in the tens, or 3 in the 9, 5 or above. I think how you build your lineup this week is really important. Probably, and I'm not going to be the only one there, so probably makes those guys in the eights and sevens a little lower rostered than the normal beast. If you want to be contrarian, you could go there. But I think it's a prime stars and scrubs with no cut and really good players in the sixes.
I was going to say this is a take what you want week. Maybe it's stars and scrubs. Maybe you want to just find six guys in the sevens and eights. It's all there. Is that like Scott said, there's enough down at the lower price points to put a lineup together that you feel good about and has a shot because everyone's making the cut. So this is a fun week to bet.
With a no-cut event, you've got to – I mean, to really win, you've got to get like, you know, six guys in the top 13, 14. You've got to have the winner. You got to have another. I mean, you just with no cut and only 70 guys, you're going to have to hit so much at the top. And I think you have to nail those studs at the top and then get a couple guys at the bottom that, you know, make the top, you know, 20, top 18, something like that.
So I'm definitely going to do two lineups now, one that is stars and scrubs and one that's more balanced.
There you go.
I definitely feel like there's got to be some value in that. I just got to find the guys I like to make that work. All right. Top guys. Rory's at 10.5, Rom's at 10.3, JT's at 10.1, Will Z up to 10,000. So, Scott, since you want to go stars and scrubs, use two or even three guys up here. Who are you not using?
My apologies for the interruption when I did that anyway also.
Too. No, it's all good.
I am going I'm going Rom and JT this week. I really liked how Rom closed last weekend. He was 67, 66. We talked last week, like, John Rahm was 20-1. You need to bet him. And he almost got there. Just, you know, maybe that Friday round kind of kept him out of it. But I like that he played really well last week, hit the ball well, gained 8 shots to green, 4.4 off the tee, looked back to John Rahm, didn't putt great, lost a little bit putting. Otherwise, he probably would have been, you know, really, really right there. Finished 5th at St. Jude. And then I actually like Justin Thomas this week, too. He was a very quiet 14th last week, but putted terribly. He lost 2.5 strokes on the green, was really good around the green, just not on the green. Tee to green was gained 8.3. His approach game was just okay. But I think he's finally coming around. It was a little bit of a hiccup at the British Open and the Scottish Open. Didn't play great there. I really liked what I saw last week, and I'm hoping that maybe everybody gravitates to Will Z and JT. Be a little bit lower rostered. It won't be low just because there's the way this field is built. But I'm going Rahm and JT and playing them together in lineups.
I like it. I'm with you on Rahm. I like the momentum off the fifth place finish. But I'm not. I don't know if Will Z will be overowned or not. I think that's a pretty good price. I think one theme that I find happens a lot in the FedEx playoffs, and you can harken back to the days of Camilo Villegas or Billy Horschel. Guys just get hot in this event, and sometimes just it's this little run. And for Zalatoris, this is a huge, just like the weight is off his shoulders now. He has won an event. And lo and behold, he's got a golf course in front of him that, at least on paper, would seem to suit his game. We don't know a lot about this place. It's the tour's first ever trip to Wilmington, to the state of Delaware. So, you know, congratulations, Delaware. This is your moment.
And I think it's the first professional tournament, period, at this golf course.
Yeah, wow. I think you're right. So we know it's pretty long. Zalatoris hits it far enough, big greens, but when it's unfamiliar, you know, to everybody, I would kind of de-emphasize your putting metrics because everybody's kind of, you know, searching for it with the same amount of practice time. So I think it's a great setup for Zalatoris to keep the momentum going. I'm not sure I would pick him to win, but you know, another top five. Why not?
Oh my God, they're playing Genstad's music, de-emphasizing putting. I like it.
That's right.
These greens are huge. So I agree that you just don't want guys that three putt too. So you want to avoid the three putt because you do get, there's like, apparently they're fast, a lot of undulations, mm-hmm. but huge. So I think everybody's going to be hitting greens as long as you can kind of lag a two putt. And now that I know Will Z is a big Warriors fan, he moved up my list even more. I already love the guy. And now I really, really love the guy.
Now you definitely have to build a lineup. Yeah. That's settled. All right, let's move into the 9,000s. Pretty big, deep level here. Cantlay's at 99, Scheffler's at 98, Finau 97, Xander 96, Fitzpatrick 95, Morikawa 94, Sam Burns 93, Hovland 92, Sung J.M. at 91, and Tom Kim at 9,000. Heavy, you know, pretty heavy days there for Tom Kim to get up in that group. Jeff, what do you think about this group?
I think Morikawa is probably going to be like one of the top owned guys in DFS. I think that fifth place last week is going to get a lot of attention. You're talking about big greens, you're talking about ball striking. This is Colin Morikawa music again coming through. So at that price, that is a tough price to turn down. If you're going to build more than one lineup though, or build, you know, be contrarian. I think Tony Finau, you know, I don't know how owned he's going to be now, or if people are ready to believe this, but I mean, he's probably the hottest golfer on tour right now. He did fifth place last week, two wins here the second half of the year. Again, and he's doing ball striking. Putting's been great, but he's still – ball striking is also essential to his game. So I like Finau still at this price. I think he's underpriced for what he's done in the last 6 weeks or so. And then our guy Tom Kim, who we've all kind of carried the torch for at one point, or cashed in on at one point, I still think he's underpriced for how well he's playing. So I like those guys, but there's a lot you can do in the 9,000 tier.
If I told you 3 months ago that Tom Kim would be higher DraftKings price and lower betting odds than Jordan Spieth this week, what would you have thought of? How crazy you think I would have been?
Very.
Well, I like Spieth too, but we'll get to that.
I really like Finau this week too. I mean, I think you look at everything. He's the top five after the back-to-back wins was nice that, you know, he didn't kind of fall off there. I think it's a really good course for him. It's a long course. He hits it well. The long irons are great with him too. And Jeff mentioned hottest player there is. If you look at the last 24 rounds, first tee to green, second ball striking, second approach, fourth in short game, fifth in putting. Like, there's nothing he's not doing, not only well, but exceptionally well. He's top five in everything. I think you just ride this hot streak. I think, you know, Jeff mentioned before, the guys get hot late in the season. I think Finau is that guy right now. The other guy who's hot right now that I really like this week is actually Sung J.M. at this range. You look at the last 3 weeks, a second 3M, second at Wyndham, a 12th at St. Jude last week. Hit the ball well again last week, gained over 4.5 strokes, both off the tee and tee to green. You look at the last 24 rounds, fifth in ball striking, third tee to green, third off the tee. He sets up really well. He kind of had that slump in the middle of the season, like in the U.S. Open, the Scottish Open, the British Open. Didn't play well, but has really kind of righted the ship. I love him this week. And I think with the big, huge names in this range, and you got a guy, a couple guys right below him too in the 8,000 we'll talk about that'll be popular. I really like Sungjae at 9,100 this week.
Yeah, I used him again last week. You know, obviously it wasn't final pairing or anything, but still really darn good.
For sure.
You like seeing that. Before we move on to the $8,000 tier, quick note from our Blue Wire sponsors.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
And thank you for your indulgence. Every podcast is on the Blue Wire Network, and we're happy to be on there. Let's talk about the $8,000 tier. It's pretty lengthy again, but that's okay. It's not even a big field, so we can do this here. 8,900, Cam Young, Jordan Spieth, 88, Shane Lowry, 87, Joaquin Neiman, 86, Max Homa, 85, Hideki's at 84, Corey Connors is at 83, Tyrrell Hatton's at 82. Aaron Wise is at 81. And Adam Scott's at 8,000. Guys, before we kind of go into likes and dislikes, I just want to mention like a couple guys that are noteworthy just because of where they are in the FedEx Cup rankings, that they are and how close they are. Aaron Wise is actually at 31, the guy we just mentioned here. You know, all these guys right on the bubble in particular, it's pretty interesting to kind of analyze how they're going to react to that sort of pressure.
For sure. You know, you're going to see them on TV a lot. They're going to be part of the math. Aaron Wise, you know, we've talked about him a lot as a guy who has that ball striker profile that we often gravitate to. That's one of the strengths of his game. And this is a good price for him. Did you want me to go through this tier? I feel like it's Scott.
Why don't you go for it? You already
told me.
Yeah,
go for it. Aaron Wise is a green light for me at this price, at 81. I also think Jordan Spieth, he's improved his ball striking a lot this season. I think at that price, below Tom Kim, I think, you know, brand new golf course. I can see it. I can make a case for Jordan Spieth anywhere in the 8,000s That's a green light for me as well. And I also, I'm kind of intrigued by Adam Scott, although the price is coming up as he's been playing well, but 66 on Sunday for fifth place last week. Just kind of putting it together here at the end of the summer. So I think 8,000 is a good price for Adam Scott too.
Yeah, I really like this range. As I talked before, I was talking about four guys over 8,100 as a way to go, and you're going to get two in the sixes as I was playing with lineups this week. So I'm going to go real quick on my three guys. Wise is one of them. You know, he was 31st at St. Jude, but, you know, lost around the green, lost putting. So hopefully that normalizes a little bit. Hit it great, though. Gained over four in TD Green and an approach. Last 24 rounds, he's top 20 in all the ball striking matches we'd like to talk about. So I really like how his games come together. I like that he's on the bubble. You know, I think that some guys will step up to that, some guys won't, but I like that, you know, on Sunday, even if he's right, you know, not really in the mix, he's gonna be playing his butt off to move up. So I do like that, because in DraftKings, you know, you get points for everything. He doesn't have to win. I really like that. I really, really like Cam Young this week. We've talked about him a lot. Rookie of the year for sure this year. He was 31st last week after the back-to-back runner-ups, but you look closer. He lost 5.5 strokes on the green. He just putted terribly last week. One of those weeks, I think you just toss it out. You look at his history. He's had some up and down putting weeks, but nothing quite that bad in a long time, at least. He gained 8.4 tee to green, 4.7 off the tee, 4.3 approach. He was second tee to green last week. So, you know, getting the ball to the green, he was second to Will Zalatoris, who won the tournament. So I love Cam Young coming off that. Hopefully people saw the 31st, maybe aren't as interested, but I love him this week. And then my third in this group that I'll be playing is actually Joaquin Niemann. I think he's a really good fit here. He's really, really good off the tee. You're going to have to hit it far here. The fairways are huge, but I think he's going to set himself up really well. We talked about the length of the course. It's a weird setup because it's long, but there's two holes that are over 630 yards. So that kind of a lot of the length moves to those two holes. There's actually five par fours that are under 430. So, you know, ball striking here, it's not quite going to be the bomber's paradise. I think some people see when they see the overall length. You know, Niemann was 13th last week, lost around the green, lost in putting like that, gained really well, hit ball striking. So Young, Niemann, and Wise will be the guys in the 8,000s that I'm going to be playing.
I wonder if is Young now at the top of the list of best player without a tour win, with Fitzpatrick coming off the list in June and then Will Z's off the list now. I mean, Young's still a rookie, but he's rookie of the year, I think, unless, I don't know, if DeGallo wins the next 2 weeks or something. I mean, Cam Young is the rookie of the year, but it feels like all of a sudden he's had so many close calls. I feel like he might be.
He's got to be. He has six top threes this year.
Yeah.
Not like top tens, like top threes. It's crazy. He's got four runner ups and two thirds. And one of those is a major, too. I mean, he's had an unbelievable year.
I mean, the second and the British, I mean, that's just so impressive. The way he finished, too, eagling to force Cam Smith to hit a birdie to win the tournament. I mean, that finished it off for me. There are like eight rookies in this tournament, by the way. And Len was making a big deal about that. That's pretty wild, too. Let's move on to the 7,000s. We'll go. It's actually not that big of a tier, so we're not going to break it in half this time. We're just going to go straight through it. We're crazy like that. Billy Horschel at 79. Russell Henley, burn his name, 78. Now, Brian Harman at 77. Cam Davis, 76. Davis Riley, 75. Keith Mitchell, 74. And Taylor Pendrith with them there at 73. Sahith Thegal and JT Poston at 72, Matt McNeely and Keegan Bradley, Seamus Power and Mito Pereira at 71, and at 7,000, Siwoo Kim and Denny McCarthy. McCarthy made a run on Sunday morning. Looked like he was going to insert himself in the conversation. But, we went with Jeff first last time. Let's go Scott here. I know you said you're not a big fan of this level. Is there anyone this level you would consider playing?
Yeah, so just the way I'm building, I'm not playing a ton of guys in here, but my two favorites, I really like Cam Davis again at 7,600. I mean, just playing great golf. He was 13th last week, 14th, 16th, and 8th. I mean, that's four straight top 20s for a guy that's in the 7,000s. Yeah, like that. Didn't hit it quite as well last week, putted well, but you know, didn't lose strokes anywhere, so it wasn't bad. He just kind of – the ball striking wasn't quite as good as it was the 3 weeks prior, but you give me someone that has four straight top 16s. He's 20th in ball striking last 24 rounds, 22nd approach. I think he's a full go there. 7,600, if you need someone in the range, he's my favorite guy there. And then I'll go all the way down to 7. I really like someone that I think fits well in events like this. You know, you want in events like this, you want someone that can make a shot at the leaderboard, but he misses. Normally he could miss the cut, and you worry about that. Is Siwoo Kim, who when he flashes, he really, really flashes. He was 42nd last week at St. Jude, but lost 5.1 strokes putting. Hit it really well, gained 17 to green. Prior to that, he had two straight top 15s at Rocket Mortgage and the Open Championship. I think he's a perfect fit for a no cut event, especially one like this. If he plays well, he can actually, you know, throw up a top 10 there. So good enough to do that, but you don't have to worry about the missed cut. So I do like him at 7,000. As I built, I was usually playing with him and then someone in the low sixes, or him and then two guys in the sixes if I went three top 10. So Siwoo was kind of a key guy for me at the price this week.
I like it. I'd start this tier with Brian Harman. I know, again, I like momentum plays a lot this time of year. And so Harman, fresh off of 67, third place. I worry a little bit if this course is too long for him, but I like the ball striking a lot, and I like the momentum. So I think at 77, it's a good price. I'm still back on one of the rookies off my fantasy team that's going to finish squarely in the middle of the pack at best at this point is Sahith Theegala. He's got the right profile as well of ball striking. He's been in the fire a few times this year, doesn't have a win yet, but quietly 13th in Memphis. So I like the momentum again for him coming into this event. And then Denny McCarthy, you mentioned it, Jeff. I think, you know, he put himself in the conversation on Sunday last week. Let's put him in the conversation here. You know, no price adjustment for that. 7,000 is a good price for a guy who, the strength of his game really is putting, although he's hitting the ball better lately with approaches. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad idea to put one just pure putter in your lineup when you're going to have large greens that are unfamiliar. So I like McCarthy at that price too.
All right. Yeah, I do too. I always think he's kind of a sneaky guy to kind of add on late if you're looking for a cheapo. 6,000s. Guys, let's talk about this here. Scott, I know you said you like a lot of guys in the 6,000s. Jeff, what did you find in the $6,000 tier before we go to Scott?
Well, Straka is going to be popular, right? I mean, he just, again, you don't get the adjustment. So, but how can you not? He continues to follow the path as the Austrian Matt Kuchar that we've dubbed him as just backdooring his way along. But this time he was front running for a long time. So we'll see. He just looks like a guy who may be ready to take the next step in his career. That's a tough way to lose though in a playoff. So other guy I like, I went all the way down to 6,100 for Alex Smalley, who I think Scott has mentioned before and maybe was set to tee up again, but he's got top 20s in three of the last five starts, no cut this week. Hey, he's gonna, you know, someone who's used to sticking around on the weekends and making a bunch of birdies. 6,100. I mean, you could do a lot with the rest of your lineup if you plug somebody in at that price. So those were my two favorites off the 6,000s.
I called Straka the Austrian Matt Kuchar in my kitchen on Sunday, and nobody had any clue what the hell I was talking.
Nobody.
About. I needed you guys with me badly on Sunday.
Your kitchen needs to do a better job of listening to gaming golf.
That is a very true point right there. I agree completely. Yeah, I love this range. I think that with a no cut, you've got guys down here that are not only don't have to worry about getting cut, but they're playing really well. My first is a guy I talked about the last 3 weeks is Taylor Moore at 6,400. He was 31st last week after back-to-back top sixes. You look at the last five events, 31st, 5th, 6th, 21st, 24th. Guy playing really good golf. We talked about him last week. He was one that we really liked early in the season and just kind of struggled, didn't find his footing, and has finally found it. He's top 35 in like every key stat the last 24 rounds. So just playing really well right now. Love him. Trey Mullinex, if you want to talk about someone who's hot right now, he's made four straight cuts, all top 40s after a brutal part of the season where he was doing nothing well. He won at Barbasol, hit it great there. He hit it really well at St. Jude last week. He finished fifth, but you look closer, gained 8.1 tee to green, five shots on approach. It's not like he just, putted his butt off and, made a bunch of bombs. Mullinex was right there and, with it, with some good players last week, playing really good golf on the weekend. It's hard not to go back to Brendan Steele too, 6,200. He played badly last week. And don't get me wrong, it's one of those weeks and, maybe he lost it and he's off the tracks, but he's playing so well before that. You look at the last 24 rounds, he's top 10 in tee to green, ball striking, and approach. So I think I'm going to go back there too. And 6,200 is just such a low price. Don't have to worry about missing the cut. Those guys are all under 6,500. I think all really, really, really playable. I also think you can mix in Emiliano Grillo at 6,600, playing really well right now. He's 22nd in the last four rounds of tee to green and ball striking, fourth off the tee, a really good off the tee player, which we want here this week. And there's very rarely this many options in 6,000s. I don't want to mention too many guys, but the bottom three and a little bit of Grillo is where I'll be going as I mix and match in lineups.
Curious to see how JJ Spawn recovers from that final round 78. He was the leader going into the final round and utterly collapsed in Memphis. And there, that's a bummer. He's priced at 6,000. He is bare minimum priced. He's 30th in the FedEx Cup rankings. He's squarely on the bubble. There is no shortage of pressure here for him. I'm kind of curious to see how he reacts. He won the Valero in March. So that went far in like securing his future, but has a chance to move up in some bigger money. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens with him.
I'm pulling for him, but I would probably, I like betting the forward momentum.
Yeah.
Not the other way.
Yeah, I worry about a meltdown that badly. I worry how he bounces back, but I hope it's good because you want to see you guys recover, but I'm a little bit worried about that.
Yeah, I am too. All right, let's move on to the SI Sportsbook, sisportsbook.com, and we'll take a look at this week's golf odds and our betting sheets. Jeff, it's your home court. What do we like here?
Well, I liked Colin Morikawa last week when he was outside 30-1, but I think he's probably the guy to beat this week. So I'd still take him at 20-1. Cam Young, best player, I think, perhaps, according to this podcast, without a PGA Tour win at the moment. Maybe this is his time. So 25-1, I like that. And then, you know, like we rang the bell when Morikawa slipped outside 25-1 or 30-1 last week. Jordan Spieth at 40-1. I think that's an auto bet, right? That's just too long odds for someone of his caliber and the season he's had. So those are my top picks. And then I might throw in Alex Smalley, 10-1 for a top 10. That's
all right.
Hard.
It's a tough week for betting. We have 10 guys that are 20-1 or lower. It's a really, like, you have to really find someone and pick them and kind of go with it. I think I'm going to take one guy up there and then a couple guys in the middle and then some darts later. I'm going to go Justin Thomas this week. I really like him. He's 14-1. It was him or Rom for me. I think I'm going to take the extra couple of points there with JT at 14-1 and go there. Then two guys in the mid-range, definitely Cam Young and Sung Jae. They're both at 25-1. I like both guys' chances to really compete this week. Then I'm going to drop way, way back just for some smaller bets. Aaron Wise at 50-1. I really like this week. I think that it's going to be tough to win in this field, but I like those odds. Cam Davis, 60-1. And then give me $2 on the long shot, but a guy that can make his way up the leaderboard, Siwoo Kim at 90-1. I also do like throwing a dart and a top 10 on Siwoo also.
Very good. Very cool. Let's finish up with one and done. A lot of this is who do you have left? And, you know, making sure you have someone, anyone next week, but should be okay with that. Scott, who are you going with in one and done this week?
Yeah, it's a good note you mentioned. You make sure you check your site to see if you play next week, because I'm in multiple one and duns, and a couple of them don't count next week. So, you know, if you burn your best guy this week, but in our tournament where we do play next week, you want to have someone for next week. So I've got three guys for two spots, so I'm pretty good there. So I'm going to go Sung Jae Im this week. I really like his recent play. Still have him available in our pool. I don't have any of the guys under 20-1 available, so I'm going to take the next best bet and go Sung Jae this week.
I've still got Finau, luckily. I'm going to keep riding the wave. I don't know what I'm going to do next week. I think I've got, looks like I got Sam Burns. I got Tom Kim. We'll see. But
JJ Spawn.
JJ Spawn is still on the board. I'm going to lock in Tony Finau right now in real time here on the show.
So I put a placeholder in, which is just like my highest available, I think, which is Shane Lowry. I'm not going to go that. I'm going to go Aaron Wise this week. I'm going to lock that one in. He's got a lot to play for to get into the top 30, but if he doesn't, well, okay. It's just par for the course for my season this year in that one and done pool anyhow. And it won't be as heavily rostered, I'm hoping. Although with only 68 players in the field and so many of them just X'd out at this point in time, I think there's going to be a lot of crossover. There's not going to be too many like skins out there.
I was Sung Jae or Wise. So I'm right there with you. I like it.
All right. Very good. Any other parting thoughts before we sign off for today?
Can we do the fantasy football minute? It's draft season.
Yes, please.
All right, I'm in the fourth round, slow draft, email draft. I'm up. On the board, round four, Ezekiel Elliott, DJ Moore, Michael Pittman.
Who do you have so far?
I have Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, and Travis Etienne. So I got one back, one running back, two wide receivers. To do a wide receiver heavy build here. And
do you start three receivers in a flex or two?
Three.
All right. Jeff's the football expert, so I'm going to jump him and go first and take it. I'm going to go DJ Moore for sure.
I agree.
I like DJ Moore a lot, especially because it looks like Baker Mayfield's going to win that job, and I think that bodes well for DJ Moore.
I do too. I'm a DJ Moore guy. I like Pittman, but I just think DJ Moore is a lot of upside there. I think he's a really good player.
Yep, agreed.
That was my lean. That's your fantasy football minute.
Zeke would be third, by the way, for me.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's old. But I don't know. I feel like he's safe. Is they're just going to keep giving the ball till the wheels fall off, which might be week one. I don't know. But
he's safe until he's not safe.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's wrap it up then. Everybody, thanks for listening to BMW. We got the FedEx Cup final next week at East Lake. So we'll have one more week of gaming golf for this season. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Good luck with your lineups.